donor breast milk is so expensive to buy. It yeah. can be like up to $5 an ounce, which is crazy. And if you're in the hospital, most of the times it's covered, but when you're out of the hospital, it's not covered and that's on you. And so I love knowing that moms can and who are able to donate do. And it's just such a beautiful thing.
Getting pregnant and giving birth are two of the most exciting things you can ever hope to experience in this life. The moment you think you could be pregnant, you're frantically searching for all the best information, which is why you're here today. I'm Stephanie King, and with my many years of experience as a professional childbirth educator, doula, and lover of all things pregnancy, birth, and postpartum, I'm here to make preparing for your birth enjoyable, empowering, and totally easy. Each week, I'll cover different topics, interview professionals, and get into the nitty-gritty birth stories from mamas just like you. And when you're ready for more, you can join me in the My Essential Birth course at myessentialbirth.com, where I take you step by step through exactly how to prepare your mind, body, spirit, and partner for a birth you love. So let's get started. It's time. The My Essential Birth postpartum course is here. Whether you're pregnant, just got baby home, or weeks and months into postpartum, this is the course for you. No more wondering what's normal for your body postpartum, if baby's eating or pooping enough, or how to get a good latch. You now have an all-in-one resource where you can click a topic and get the answer. Learn more at myessentialbirth.com/postpartum and add it onto the My Essential Birth course for even less when you bundle them at checkout. Already in the course? Check your student library and add the course for the same discount. I can't wait to support you on your postpartum journey. Welcome back to the podcast. And our reviewer of the week is Caitlin L. 2021. She says, love, love, love this podcast. Absolutely love this podcast. My husband and I are hoping to get pregnant in the next year. And this podcast makes me so excited. When we started talking about having kids, I was nervous because I didn't know anything. Now I feel confident and like I know what I'm getting myself into. I also feel like I have options and there isn't one, quote, right way to give birth. I love that this podcast gives all of the options from crunchy to conventional, and I can't wait to be in the birth class one day in the future. Caitlin, I can't wait to welcome you in. So hopefully, maybe that's already happened. If not, I hope to be seeing you soon. And okay, for today's episode, I could not have more excitement and happiness and joy to be able to introduce this woman and what she does. So Jana, will you go ahead, introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about you, your family, your background, and what you do, because I think it's something that's going to serve millions of mothers everywhere.
Well, thank you so much for the warm introduction, Stephanie. My name is Jana. I am the owner and founder of a company called Booby Food. And we turn mother's frozen breast milk into a shelf-stable, travel-friendly powder that they can take with them wherever they go. They can make bottles on the go. They can fortify bottles as an alternative to formula. And when you're done with the bottle stage, you don't have to waste any breast milk because you can add the powder to your baby's foods as they grow. So that's Booby Food. Myself, I am a wife. I am a mama to two very rambunctious boys. I have a four-year-old who was the whole reason why I started Booby Food. And I have an almost two-year-old who is a complete psycho and a wrecker of nipples. But I wouldn't change anything for the world. My background's in health and nutrition. I was actually supposed to be a naturopath, and on my way home from getting a referral letter from one of my naturopath clients, I found out I was pregnant. So that changed that course of events. And here we are now. So I wouldn't change anything for the world, but that was what I was supposed to be doing until I started Booby Food.
Well, I am so excited that you are here. I personally feel very glad that this route has kind of like found itself and you've taken things this direction. I was telling Jana before we jumped on, I did not know freeze-dried breast milk was a thing. Now, my oldest is 14. My youngest is 10. I talk to women about pregnancy and birth and postpartum all day long. I do not know how this slipped through, but I had no idea it's a thing. How long have you guys been around? How long have you been doing your thing?
So the idea came to me right after my son was born in 2018. Basically, what happened was we had him at home. It was a really amazing birth. I wanted a home birth. I was very happy and lucky to have amazing midwives. And my pregnancy was all great. Ate super fantastic. I'm one of those very lucky few that could be pregnant. And no problem. I love being pregnant. but when he was born, he was born small for gestational age. So we were supposed to take him to NICU, but he was too small for the car seat. So our midwives got on the phone with NICU and said, we have an issue here. Should we get him in the ambulance? And they said, well, he's kind of at the cutoff. Go get formula and make sure that you monitor his weight. We need to make sure that he's getting enough calories, that he's getting those gains. So as a new mom, I didn't know that if you're not moving it, you're not making it. And so with supplementing with formula, then I struggled with my own ability to breastfeed and pump. And so then that's when postpartum anxiety came in, and it was very stressful because the funny thing is that I'm like, I've got really big boobs. I'll be able to nurse my whole town. This is going to be no problem. And then learning curve that nobody ever really tells you about with breastfeeding. It's not as easy as what you think it's going to be. And then it just went downhill from there. So yeah, it's been a wild ride. It's been a wild ride, especially for a new mom who was like, I got this. I went to birth classes. I got my baby bag, no problem. Home birth, great. And then life throws you a curveball.
So did you end up supplementing that baby with formula?
I did, yes. Okay. So we relied on formula quite heavily for the first few weeks. It wasn't the birth plan. Definitely wasn't part of the birth plan, but I mean, as we all know, birth plans are really great on paper. They're perfect on paper, but it never goes the way you want it to. So we supplemented him. I really wanted him to breastfeed, though. I really wanted to do this on my own. And so it took a few weeks for us to get the okay to make sure that he was getting his gains before we could wean him off of the formula, which we were able to do. And then from there, it was really just the biggest struggle in the entire world for me, not only to try and nurse and, try to get my supply back up because it was not really there to begin with after supplementing. But it was to make sure that he was gaining and to make sure that he wasn't falling off his growth curve. So like, I am just going on a panic, like anxiety, anxiety, anxiety. And so when it came time to put him on solids, I was like, this is great. You know, my background in nutrition, I'm like, this is awesome. We're going to introduce him to the wonderful world of foods. And then I was like, that little anxiety part started talking to me and was like, what if he falls off his growth curve because he's going to be nursing less? And like, I just started like trying to get my supply back up by going back to feeding every 2 hours. And what if he doesn't have enough food? What if he doesn't? And I wanted to add my breast milk to his foods because I was like, ah, perfect. But I had like 6 measly little bags that it took me weeks and weeks to try and get because pumping was not easy for me. And I'm like, there is no way that I'm thawing a whole bag just to use a few tablespoons of my precious gold. There's got to be another way. So I didn't mention before, but I have a degree in kinesiology. So I'm very, you know, health and research based, and I like the science part of it. And so I was like, I wonder about freeze drying. You know, like we were mentioning before, how freeze dried foods are like everywhere. They're super food. You put them in your smoothies, you put them in like your cereals, everything.
Yeah.
And they're so nutritional. They're so nutrient dense. And so I was like, I wonder if you could freeze dry breast milk. And I was blown away by the research, like dating back to the 1950s.
No way.
I'm like, how does anybody not know about this? Like, how is this not mainstream now? And previously only milk banks were doing it. And so I was so intrigued and I loved the science behind it. And so I ended up researching the researchers, and I ended up reaching out to them, and I was like, okay, tell me a little bit more about this, because like, I love the research side of it. I love that it's being used in milk banks around the world. I've got an idea that I want to do this, but I need to talk with an expert in the field. And so I was very lucky to connect with one of the scientific managers of the Bordeaux Milk Bank in Bordeaux, France. And he was wonderful. Wow. Walking me through this. He was on a lot of papers. He's a magician as far as just brain science, chemistry, everything. He's so fantastic. And so that's kind of basically what got me rolling into starting Booby Food.
Okay, so how old is your first when you start actually freeze drying your milk and utilizing it in this way?
He was about 8 months old.
That's yeah. So cool. That is so cool. And you started adding it to his solid foods.
The only thing in my life.
Yeah. Pardon? I said, and you started adding it to his solid foods then, right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that was, when I was online, I like have been up and down your website because I'm like, this is just so cool. Like just like light bulbs everywhere. Like if you are traveling, like imagine like, you know, like even being on a plane or whatever, or you want to share breast milk with a friend, including like mailing it. I am just like all of the things that are like coming to my mind are supplementing food or just all the ways that like, yes, we can stop wasting these precious drops of breast milk and utilizing all of the nutrients for all the moms. You know, it's like the only thing that we've really heard is, you know, you freeze it. But like you said, if it's not frozen into smaller portions and you don't use all of it, then what? You're like, oh, well, we can use the rest for a milk bath or skin or whatever. And that's a great use for it. But if you are on the lower end where you're like really trying to make sure those gains are hitting and stuff, or I mean, there's just so many reasons, like how cool. It's like your own personal perfect formula for your baby at any time. Like it's just the coolest thing ever. Okay. How I feel like I have a couple of questions, though. For sure. So maybe talk me through the process of like, how do people get you their breast milk? What do you do with it? How do you make sure it doesn't get like, how do they make sure that when they send their breast milk, they're getting their breast milk back? Like what, how does all that process work?
Yeah, this is, I mean, I love answering these questions, and we do as a kind of a heads up, we also do client calls. So if moms are kind of unsure, if they have additional questions, they can call in, they can book a consult with me, and we can go over any of the questions, because it's your breast milk and you're like, who am I sending this to? What's right. happening with it? I got questions. And yeah. So we love questions, and I love moms that are just so involved in this because it is your precious gold. You work so hard for every single drop. I know, I've been there. I get it. So we've got a couple of different ways that moms can send us their breast milk. One is our no mom brainer. We just send you one of our all-in-one booby shippers. So the booby shippers are specially designed. You don't need any dry ice. You don't need any gel packs whatsoever. You just pack your stash in there, like one big old ice cube. You get your Tetris skills on, and comes with everything you need. You've got your fragile stickers, your keep frozen breast milk inside stickers. It's very well identified, and your return shipping label. And you just simply pack your stash in there and call FedEx for pickup and ship it back to us. Once we receive your stash, we document everything. So down to the bag, the type that you're using, the grams, any notes that you've written on the bags. We love seeing the notes that are written on the bags. We take pictures front and back of the bags. So we're very, very heavy into documentation. And one of the reasons for that, well, one of the many reasons for that is that before we even could start this, we actually had to go through Health Canada and Alberta Health Services before we were even allowed to operate. So We also have a Safe Food for Canadians license, which is issued by Health Canada. Health Canada is kind of like the FDA of Canada. So FDA is in the States, Health Canada is in Canada. So they also work together to make sure that their food safety systems are all beneficial to each other and following the same procedures and guidelines. So we are very strict on documentation and making sure that every step of the way your breast milk is being tracked and followed. And so once we document everything is kept frozen. We don't thaw, we don't melt your breast milk because that will defect nutrient values. So everything is kept frozen. We remove the bags and then we just break it down and we put it in our freeze dryer. So freeze drying is very different than dehydrating. Sometimes people get the two mixed up. Dehydrating uses very high temperatures and very fast systems to basically evaporate the water inside your breast milk. We don't want to do that because that's going to destroy heat-sensitive nutrients. Freeze drying is very low and slow method. So it goes through pressure systems and a vacuum system. So it's basically called sublimation. It turns the ice water inside of your frozen breast milk into vapor without thawing, without melting. And then what's left over is this beautiful nutrient-dense powder. And then we package it all up into little 15-gram bags. For people who are on camera, you can see that this is the size of bag. And then each mom is given their own water ratio based on their breast milk. And it'll fall somewhere between 3 to 5 ounces. The fattier your breast milk, the less water that it's going to be in there, the less water we remove. So your water ratio is going to be a little bit lower. If you've got more watery breast milk, we're going to be removing more water. So your water ratio is going to be a little bit higher. But it will be about the size of your typical breast milk bag. Most people put about 3 to 5 ounces in their breast milk bag. So that's what they'll get back. And they also get back a little guide on how to make a bottle using your booby food. You'll also, because sometimes, you know, we get orders from moms that they have never used formula. They've never used formula whatsoever. They don't know how powdered infant formula works. So we give them a guideline, and it's really cool with the moms that are like, I'm an exclusive breastfeeder, but I started pumping because I want to save some stash for my baby when they're older. And I'm like, yes,
so
keep that breast milk going to baby for as long as possible. So in a nutshell, that's basically how it works when we ship it back to you. It's kind of like shipping back a bag of chips. It's shelf stable and travel friendly. So we just send it back ground mail, or if you're in a rush, we've got discounts with FedEx, so we can send it back rush mail too.
Which is awesome. And I saw in Canada, I saw you doing like a hand delivery, and I was like, how cool is that? Like, I just loved it so much. The closer you can get to the people you serve. Huh? Say that again.
I started out doing pickups and deliveries around town, and I loved it. I love it. Like, you go to people's houses, and during COVID, when that was full blown, people would just leave their breast milk outside their front door for me. I'm like, okay, I'll be there soon. And it was just picking up breast milk outside people's doors.
That's so cool. It's so cool. You mentioned like you ship it home and it comes in this bag. Like, how long, shelf stable, how long does it last? How long can moms use it? Like, once it's opened or when it hasn't been opened, what does that look like?
Yeah. So powdered infant formula, according to USDA, Red Cross, is shelf stable almost indefinitely. It's safe almost indefinitely, but we recommend to use within about 3 to 5 years, just with current research, that the nutritional value starts to decrease after about 3 to 5 years of proper storage. So it's not that it expires or goes bad at 3 to 5 years. That's just when the nutritional value starts to decrease. So it's safe almost indefinitely. So you don't have to be throwing out your breast milk even after 3 or 5 years. But we recommend to use, for the best nutritional bang for your buck, to use within about 3 to 5 years. And that's when it's still sealed. If it's open, then we recommend to use within about 2 weeks, because it's your raw freeze-dried breast milk. We don't add a thing at all to your breast milk. No additives, no preservatives, no chemicals, nothing. So things like moisture in the air is going to be the biggest culprit, but all the bags are resealable. So even if you just use a little bit just to add to food, you can just seal it back up, throw it in your baby bag, and then you're good. Like I said, it's about the equivalence of 3 to 5 ounces. So we've never had a mom be like, I'm not using this in 2 weeks. It's too much. So we designed everything in there to preserve your breast milk for as long as possible.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love that they're in the smaller bags for that reason, because I'm like, yes, you feel like you're never going to waste. You're just going to be able to use everything that's given to you, which is so cool. Are there other reasons like that you can think of moms freeze drying their breast milk, other benefits for that? So we kind of talked about, you can put it in food when they're older, good for travel, good for shipping. What are some other reasons that moms would desire to freeze dry their breast milk?
Yeah, it's wonderful as an alternative to formula. So like I said, my baby started on formula. Formula has benefits for baby if you need it. and it's there for a reason. But if there's an alternative where you could use your own breast milk, for myself, I couldn't, but if I could have gotten donor breast milk, freeze-dried it, and then used it there, that is another really beneficial part of being able to freeze dry yourself or your donor's breast milk. So we can also do nutritional testing. We teamed up with a couple labs here in town, and they'll do nutritional testing for your breast milk. So any mom can do this, even if they're not fortifying, they're just curious about their breast milk. So you can get back how many calories, fats, proteins, and carbohydrates are in each bag. So then you can work with your healthcare provider to be able to fortify your breast milk with your own freeze-dried breast milk. So it's another option for moms, surrogacy moms, adoptive parents. We've had moms that they sent us the donor milk, or the surrogate mom sent us their milk, and then we sent it back to the parents or the adoptive family. And it's so beautiful. I'm getting like worked up about this just because there's so many amazing, wonderful people in the world that giving and sharing your breast milk is honestly the best gift that you could give a family in need, especially because donor breast milk is so expensive to buy. It can be like up to $5 an ounce, which is crazy. And if you're in the hospital, most of the times it's covered, but when you're out of the hospital, it's not covered and that's on you. And so I love knowing that moms can and who are able to donate do. And it's just such a beautiful thing to know. So yeah, fortifying, travel friendly, just being on the go. We actually just sent over a shipper box to a mom who was traveling. So she was traveling without her baby, but she was still pumping to keep up her supply. And she's like, well, how am I supposed to get this back home? So we just sent a booby shipper to her hotel, and then she just packed it up, sent it back to us, and then we just sent it back home to her. So she doesn't have to worry about carrying around the extra breast milk or anything like that. We've all heard horror stories of traveling in the airports of moms getting their breast milk confiscated.
Yes.
Oh, still to this day and age, it's wild to me. But with the packets, it's not in liquid form. All of your information is on there. You can throw it in your carry-on. There, if they need to test it, they can just open up a bag. They can test a little bit of the powder, seal it back up. There you go. You're not wasting it. You're not stressing about the liquids or stressing about getting it through airport security because it's all in powdered form. So we're here to help make breastfeeding a little bit less stressful, especially for the traveling mom. But yeah, those are a couple of the main benefits. I mean, I could list off so many more, but
sure. Yeah. And I mean, going back to work or anything, or I mean, even if you get sick for a week, you know, and like, yes, maybe you're like pumping, but you're not wanting to have baby nursing or whatever the case. Like, I just think I don't find any reason that you like, no, everybody should be doing it. I'm like, I wish I knew about it, and I wish I would have saved every single ounce of breast milk. I love it so much. I do have a question though. What if a mom has high lipase milk? Is there something that you do differently for that?
Yeah, so this is great. Thank you actually for asking this question. High lipase moms, we have a lot of clients with high lipase breast milk who specifically reach out to us for that reason. So high lipase, for the moms listening who don't really know, sometimes you can, if you pull out a bag of your frozen breast milk, it may smell off, or it's sometimes it could be fishy, metallic-y, soapy, just off in general. And a lot of moms will think, oh my gosh, how did my breast milk go bad? It was in the freezer. The freezer hasn't died. Sometimes moms just have high lipase, and lipase is naturally occurring in breast milk. Some moms just have a higher amount of it. And it's funny how you think about it as like, if we never pumped, we would have never known about high lipase because babies would just be all on us. But because we dissect breast milk so much, we're like, what is this? But sometimes it can turn your breast milk a little bit off. And most babies don't care. Some babies really care. And a lot of the times it's the moms that were like, I think this is off and I don't know about it. But it's totally safe for your baby. So freeze drying is wonderful because when we remove the water, we're basically putting that enzyme in a sleep mode. So it can't make it more potent over time. And we're stopping that process. So then it becomes more milder and more tolerable for babes. So you'll notice moms that have done it with us notice they're like, it's not as potent smelling as it was before. And it's much more mild. And baby started taking a bottle again. This is wonderful. I've had moms say, my baby prefers the freeze-dried breast milk over the thawed breast milk just because that went more like mild in taste and flavor.
Yeah.
And for the very few moms, and on my hand, I can count three moms that I've ever been in contact with who had really high lipase or like, my baby will not take a bottle. What do I do with this stash? So when we freeze-dried it, they're like, I know that they won't take a bottle, but they just felt so much better because they're like, you can add it to their foods. You can hide it in foods. All my hard work is not going to be down the garbage because they don't take a bottle, I can hide it in smoothies. I can put it in spaghetti. I can put it in popcorn. I can put it on sandwiches. I am putting, you know, like the Frank's Red Hot Sauce commercial back in the day for dating myself. Like, I put that stuff on everything, you know?
I love it. Oh, that's so cool. How about the process of sending it in? Are you willing to talk about like the cost and like what that looks like for women who are interested?
Yeah. So the cost will vary depending on if you're in Canada or in the US and also how much breast milk that you'd like to send in. We do have exclusive discounts with FedEx. So we pass those discounts down to you because I have been on FedEx for years and years and years. Get me better discounts. You know what we're doing. The team here are phenomenal. We love FedEx. I have the personal numbers of the cargo managers. I'm on the phone with them all the time. You know, they're like, hey, are you coming by to pick this up? It just cleared customs. Do you want me to put it in the freezer? Are you going to be by today? Are you going to be by tomorrow? It'll be in the freezer. They're phenomenal here. So it depends on how much that you'd like to send in, like I said, but it starts at $249 Canadian. So if you are one of the amazing US clients, you'll know that your American dollar is always better than ours. Except for that one time, like 20 years ago when we had a heyday. So it's about $189 US. That doesn't include shipping. The shipping will vary between about $249 for the booby shipper and about $229 if you want to do it yourself. So the do-it-yourself shipping I didn't explain before. We guide you on what size box you need. If you've got the HelloFresh boxes or those meal delivery kit boxes, you can just put some gel packs or dry ice in there. And then we just send you a discounted shipping label to send up to us. But one of the things that I really like to mention is that moms may not know that they could be covered with insurance for their booby food service. So
if you
submit your estimate to your insurance company, of course, it'll depend on your plan or provider, but you may be able to get partial or full coverage for your booby food service. We have a lot of insurance companies that are recognizing the service because, I mean, happier and healthier moms also help, you know, the bottom line of insurance companies too. But we've had moms where their insurance companies have paid for their shipping as well. So highly, highly look into that. We can provide you with an estimate. You just submit it up over to your insurance company for pre-approval. And then you can kind of get the ball rolling there. But you'd be surprised how many moms are able to get coverage for this service, which is phenomenal. It's phenomenal. It's so needed. So prices start at $249 Canadian. They go up. We do a complimentary service for every 500 ounces that you put in. So if you send us 500 ounces, you might as well send us 600 ounces because they're the same price.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's great. Okay. Is there anything else that you feel like would be super awesome to include or to talk to these women about while you're here?
I just think that there's so many applications for breast milk to be in so many different ways. And I really wish that there was a lot more research on breast milk. One of the things that we get asked a lot is, my breast milk is 6 months old. Can I still send it in? Or it's coming up on the year mark. Can I still send it in? And I say, we follow the CDC's guidelines on express breast milk storage, which states on their website that freezing keeps your food safe almost indefinitely. And the recommended storage times are for best quality. That doesn't mean that it's Cinderella pumpkin hour and you have to throw it out at 12 months or that it has gone bad or expired after 12 months. So we're able to freeze dry the quote unquote older breast milk. And we would just recommend to use that to add to baby's foods because it's CDC doesn't recommend to use for bottles. But the thing is that I really love about this business is I really think it's starting to gear up a lot more research and interest in breast milk. And We've done nutritional testing on so many quote unquote older breast milk that are so rich and plentiful. And I'm like, why are people throwing out their breast milk at, you know, 6 or 12 months? It's because there's no research into older breast milk. Nobody cares about researching older breast milk, which is a shame. But it's funny when you go into your freezer and you see that bag of peas that's been sitting there for 3 years, totally fine. But you have to throw your breast milk out at 6 months or 12 months. And so we just want to save your hard work. We know how hard it works. One of my assistants here, she's got 5 kids. You know, her first babies were twins. I have 2 kids. We've got moms that work here with a bunch of kids. I've got one that's pregnant right now and due in December. And so we know how hard you work. And, you know, we love to be able to preserve your hard work.
Yeah. I'm glad that you mentioned the older breast milk too, because even if we're just talking about flavor, you know, because flavors do change, and certainly in a freezer, even in a freezer bag over time. But yeah, if you can freeze dry that and then add it to solid foods, you know, once they're going, then it's, I feel like you'd have to worry less about how's that going to taste as like a full bottle. So just all the applications, I'm over here like, yeah. And then you could probably like turn it into this like paste for like if they're having rashes or like, you know, just all the things. Like, I don't know, it's just so cool. And realizing too that that's, like, I mentioned this before, but like that's how supplements are made. Like a lot of supplements are like freeze dried. Right now I'm taking a freeze dried beef liver supplement, you know, like we do this anyways, like why not? Why haven't we been doing it with breast milk? So it's just, it's really great. And booby food is awesome too. For those who are listening, they've given all of you listeners an awesome 10% discount. So if you go onto their website, is it boobyfood.com?
Yep, boobyfood.com.
Okay, go on to boobyfood.com and you put in MEB, all caps, like My Essential Birth, MEB10, and that'll be good for a 10% discount at checkout. Where else will you tell us all the places that people can connect with you, find you, ask the questions, all of that stuff?
Yeah. We're big on Instagram. That's probably where we're most active. That's most of our handles are at I Love Booby Food. And that would be Instagram, TikTok, Threads for all of you newbies who are on Threads, LinkedIn. You can just search up my name, Booby Food, or you can search up Jana Hadding if you want to connect with me business-wise. TikTok, if you're a TikToker, lots of TikTok learners, at I Love Booby Food. So we like to keep it pretty simple around here.
I love it. Okay, well, thank you so much for your knowledge and for the service that you were doing to so many women. And I'm sure it will continue. And I know it's super needed. But thank you for being here with me today.
Yeah, thank you so much, Stephanie. Thank you for the platform. And it's so amazing to connect with people like you who are doing amazing things with your podcast and helping moms. Support is everything. And sometimes you never know by hearing a story that you think you're alone, but you're actually not. So thank you for what you do. I really appreciate being on here.
Thanks.
If you loved what you heard today, the very best way to support this podcast and help other moms to find it is to leave a quick review. I read one at the beginning of the episodes, and I would love for yours to be next. And if you're ready for even more pregnancy, birth, and postpartum goodness, come join me in the My Essential Birth course at myessentialbirth.com, where I will hold your hand and walk you through pregnancy and birth step by step so you're totally prepared for a birth you'll love. See you next week.